From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Sunday, the 15th day of August, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. Let me give you a quick briefing on what is coming up in this vital transmission today. There's been a lot of talk in the last 4 days about the Hindenburg omen dealing with the stock market and the economy. And the head of the largest French bank and Associate General and others are saying that it portends an imminent massive downturn. A lot of people say, well, why do I care? I'm not in the stock market. Companies and businesses are funded predominantly by their stock value. We will go into a deeper depression if the stock market continues to fall. Now, I know most of you fully understand that, but some people don't. They have this laissez-faire attitude. Also, the Chicago Tribune is reporting what we've been talking about for the last 4 years. The federal government changed rules to where private and public pension funds can be completely taken away from you. And the Chicago Tribune is reporting on that now. I've only seen Bloomberg admit this in the last year. This is the second time I've seen mainstream media admit this key fact. So I thought I'd read you federal and state subsections where they've changed the rules. In Illinois, under Section 212-403, they've changed the code to be able to take your pension funds. And that's in the Chicago Tribune. They're moving to take part or all of your pension funds. And Bloomberg, of course, has reported multiple times this year that federal regulators are ordering. They don't have that power, but we have a tyranny. So the fund managers do this, public and private, to, quote, invest in failed banks. So we're going to be talking about that. Also, back to school, bring your own toilet paper. The government, you pay the tax money. The taxes are always going up with property taxes to fund it. Federal taxes are going up to fund education. But you've got to have your own toilet paper and other items. So they won't fix the potholes. They're laying off all the key people involved in the real services that government provides, handing over infrastructure and so-called privatization. The private interests jack up prices. Now you got to bring your own toilet paper, trash bags, liquid soap, Kleenex, Ziplocs, Clorox wipes, baby wipes. That's CNBC. So we'll get into the economy. There is a lot of important news on this front. Junk bonds hit record, Wall Street Journal reports. They're basically a form of derivatives. And it says companies are accelerating derivatives in junk, not curtailing it. Well, what do you think the financial reform bill did? It allowed the 6 megabanks to go further than what the Glass-Steagall being removed 11 years ago did. It's a total free-for-all for them only, though. Everyone else is under their regulatory control, and they can selectively enforce and shut down whoever they want. So that's coming up. Also, I want to get into the fact that mainstream media is now admitting everything you do on your computer and cell phone is being tracked. Government is using it to violate the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. Also, they admit stalkers are also using the data. We'll get into a bunch of key military news as well. The latest attack pieces against Rand Paul. Also, Hal Turner, the FBI, a high-level national security operative, has been flushed down the toilet and convicted in federal court for threatening federal judges. He also threatened state judges, but this was all done under orders, and that's admitted, but he's not getting in trouble for that. So we'll explain how this COINTELPRO operation really works. Also, the cover-up ongoing in the Gulf of Mexico, big developments on that front. This information is all so important that before I drove into the office today to do this live show, I was spiritually shaken just by how real all this is and the fact that we've been right all along and that things are accelerating at warp speed right now. But we'll plunge into all this news on the other side. First, I want to talk about the lawlessness of government dealing with the kidnapping of children. This is key information. Stay with us.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We're live. It is Sunday, the 15th day of August, 2010. Going to be here for the next 2 hours. I'm live 6 days a week, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Then we come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. I think it's fair to say I'm the hardest working man in radio, and so is my great crew, who, of course, produce the radio show and help me get all the information together, the guest every day, and, of course, simulcast a full four-camera video shoot in studio, simulcasting the radio show as a television transmission at PrisonPlanet.tv live. And then we archive it, of course, at PrisonPlanet.tv as well. Okay, I want to get into the economy because the ominous developments are deteriorating quickly. Many top economists, including Albert Edwards, London-based strategist at Societe Generale, that's the biggest bank in France, said the indicators show a savage equity downturn is imminent in every case when the stock markets in the last 100 years have shown these patterns. 100% of the time, there is a massive plunge. We already saw one, of course, in October of 2008. A few months ago, we saw the 1,000-point drop in 5 minutes. Clear manipulation there. It is known as the Hindenburg Omen. Indicates stock market crash is coming. So we're going to be breaking that down along with the rest of the economic data. I've got about 15 key stories, both mainstream and alternative, here for you today on that front. We're also going to get into media defense Clinton Gore over allegations of rape and sexual assault, but crucifies Rand Paul for harmless college prank. And they're now being forced to admit in Esquire and the Washington Post that Rand Paul did not kidnap a woman, did not make a woman use drugs. She now admits that, says she didn't tell GQ that this happened, that it was a fraternity sorority party. And those are classic games they play. But that shows the hoax they've been running for over a week now. If you're a real rapist or a real criminal, you're going to be left alone. But if you're a patriot, the system is going to lie about you. And this is lie number 5 the media has launched against Rand Paul. I want to commend our listeners. On Friday, we wrote a story called Rand Paul Hoax at PrisonPlanet.com. We asked listeners to make it the number one search term on Friday, and you did that. And it was the number one throughout Friday into Saturday. And literally hundreds of blogs and newspapers wrote about it and said, yes, it is a hoax. And linked to our story that had the clips from the Washington Post and others admitting it was a hoax. But still, the Huffington Post and many other George Soros-run groups and Democratic Party-run groups are still reporting that he is a kidnapper. And now Rand is saying on Friday, and we, of course, have been pushing for this, that he is looking very closely at suing GQ. I mean, he has to. If somebody came out and said, I was kidnapping women and it wasn't true, it's not enough to get a retraction, which they haven't done yet. The editor's trying to defend himself. But the woman has told the Washington Post that GQ twisted everything she said. Got a party by a lake with sororities and fraternities practicing putting blindfolds on each other. That's a standard deal, just like getting drunk And falling in the swimming pool is. And anybody who went to college, and I was never in a sorority, but I went to some of the parties, you know what goes on. And joking around, getting drunk, talking about the water Buddha. I mean, come on. This is amazing. But it just shows how desperate they are. But I'm not going to spend much time on that today because I've got the serious economic news. I've got the poll numbers for the Democrats. I've got a lot of other Big Brother news and military news, military deaths past 2,000 as Afghan war review looms. We've got racist shock jock Hal Turner convicted of threatening judges. Headline, FBI's racist shock jock Hal Turner convicted of threatening judges. And that's French news agency. North Jersey newspaper reports records show feds used ultra-right radio host 4 years. Now, I noticed about a decade ago this guy attacked me almost every day. And he would say that I was a government agent and that I was covering up for Israel and that I needed to be dealt with. And I noticed that countless other talk show hosts were doing this. And I rightfully analyzed it and said, 100% that guy's an FBI informant or an agent, national security level. Because I've studied this. They want to radicalize talk radio. They don't want people to mainstream come out and be inclusive of all races, religions, geographic regions and say, we want transparency in government. We want a Bill of Rights and Constitution. We want a big tent for everybody to come together and realize the American dream. No, they don't want that. Cass Sunstein, White House regulations are, wrote at Harvard and then again for the White House, and this has been even in the Associated Press, that they would infiltrate. He talks about how other groups have done this successfully. Patriot movement, or people he calls conspiracy theorists, if you question anything the government says, if you question the weatherman, if you question your doctor, if you question anything you're told, if you question WMDs in Iraq, they just call you a conspiracy theorist. It's a throwaway line. And he said, conspiracy theorists that question man-made global warming. We need to infiltrate their movements, radicalize them, say horrible things, make them look bad. It's very elementary. And he said, we'll do this to the 9/11 truth movement. We'll do this to other groups, groups that don't want a North American union, which has officially been set up through the Security Prosperity Partnership. I mean, those documents are public. This has happened. And that's what they want. And that's why they've got trolls on the internet and operatives and others who attack anybody who's real, like Ron Paul, Rand Paul, myself, many others. If you see massive concerted operations of infighting and backbiting and lying and patriot websites that spend most of their time attacking other people, you know they're feds. You know they're being paid. I mean, this has come out so many times. Hal Turner would get on the air, and I rarely listen, but I'd be sent clips when he was attacking me, so I'd listen to the MP3 occasionally. And it would be, we need to go hang this judge. We need to go kill some blacks. We need to go out and, kill Mexicans. We need to go out and then he'd talk about the North American Union. He'd talk about 9/11. He'd talk about things that other people were covering. And then the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the mainstream media would focus in on him. And it was so obvious and so frustrating to me. And I was almost pulling my hair out seeing this and seeing others that do this. So that when people go look at real information, there is a white supremacist or a black supremacist, or some other radical saying all these true things mixed in with violence and racism. It's very elementary. If you don't want people to drink punch, you drop a cockroach in it. They have another word for it, a something in the punch bowl. And that's what Hal Turner and all these people do, is they climb up at the party, and they bend over and they do you know what in the punch bowl, and then nobody wants to drink out of the punch bowl. But they're failing. And they also use guys like this to lobby and to push for internet censorship and to have the government come in and regulate and control the web. And they've been caught, I mean, literally hundreds of times. The Southern Poverty Law Center got caught running the white supremacist Elohim Seni Center in Oklahoma where McVeigh was. I mean, it never ends. But here it is. And mainstream news reports, yes, he was the highest level FBI operative at National Security, and now they've destroyed him because he knew too much. We're back live. I'm going to cover a lot of news in this segment and the next. Then we're going to take a few segments of calls. Then I'm going to get into the economy. The toll-free number to join us on this live Sunday edition is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, and we will get you up and on the air. I want to welcome all the new stations in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Orlando, Florida, San Francisco, and other big cities that have just started picking up the Sunday broadcast. We welcome you here. Before I get into Child Protective Services and how internationally the exact same formula is used to kidnap innocent people's children, and how it's even come out in U.S. and British newspapers that they have quotas for blonde-haired, blue-eyed children and other children that are in high demand for the adoption agency rackets, before I get into that in the next segment, I want to finish up with provocateurs, agent provocateurs that I was talking about in the last segment. There are so many examples. It was declassified last year, and I clearly could watch the old film footage of this and tell it was staged, that Patty Hearst was working for the FBI as a pretext to get more anti-terror funding, and all of those robberies were staged and allowed by the government. That was declassified last year. Associated Press, Reuters reported on it. That's just one of many examples. But there's another version of false flags going on here, or staged events. We wrote a story on Friday that became the number one search term on the web, Rand Paul hoax, at PrisonPlanet.com, that showed five examples of the mainstream media knowingly lying about Rand Paul, and they do this to many other candidates as well, and never even retracting their lies. They would do news stories, admitting later it wasn't true, but some agencies, news outfits, continue. They said he wasn't a doctor, never graduated. Was it true? They said he was against the Civil Rights Act, which he'd never said. They said that he had racist people at all of his events. And it's now admitted that it's Democratic Party operatives dressed up, going out and saying racist things. We have their names, everything. They've been caught. They don't care. They continue with that. And they came out and, of course, said that he kidnapped a woman and did all this. And the woman told the Washington Post that she didn't tell GQ that and it wasn't true. And he didn't force her to use marijuana and none of it happened. That's another example. And I covered it in depth Friday. I'm not going to get back into it today, but you can go read the articles that have links to all the mainstream admissions at PrisonPlanet.com. And Infowars.com, we have a new story today Paul Watson did that boils all this down and shows the hypocrisy titled Media Defends Clinton, Gore, Over Rape Allegations, but Crucifies Rand Paul for Harmless College Prank. And that story goes over it all. But instead of just sitting here claiming that Hal Turner is a Fed, as I've told you for many years, and we told you this during the trial because I was reading the trial transcripts. The FBI testified on his behalf. He still has been convicted. And they said, yes, we would tell him to go out and say these things to draw people out so we could bust him. But that's not the real reason. It was so the media, HBO and CNN and all these documentaries that were made, could point at Hal Turner calling for violence and say, see, we've got to censor the internet. We've got to pass speech laws, thought crime laws here in the United States. Now, here's NorthJersey.com story. We have this linked up at Infowars.com. And it says, records show feds used ultra-right radio host for years. And of course, he came up with another operative, Sean Hannity. They're friends. But it was more than a nickname. They called him Valhalla. That's the German name for heaven, or the Viking name. But it was more than a nickname. For more than 5 years, Hal Turner of North Bergen lived a double life. The public knew him as an ultra-right-wing radio talk show host, an internet blogger, with an audience of neo-Nazis and white supremacists attracted to his scorched-earth racism and bare-knuckles bashing of public figures. But to the FBI and its expanding domestic counter-terror intelligence operations in the wake of September 11th attacks, Turner was Valhalla, his code name, as an informant who spied on his own controversial followers. They And the documents admit, you can go read these from the court case, that they hired him. The whole thing was staged. And just like Bush 2 months ago admitted in a video interview that he ordered torture and said he'd do it again, George W. Bush, they've sent more than 100 federally hired jail guards who were put into the military or as contractors in Afghanistan and Iraq to prison for carrying out torture they were ordered to engage in. Now, I'm against torture, but they shouldn't be going to prison if those that gave them the orders to do it don't. Just like we have the Gonzales memos, the attorney general, we have the John Yoo memos where they said we can bury people alive, we can tear out their fingernails, we can even crush small children's testicles with pliers in front of their parents. I mean, this is in the White House memos. So they order it, and then when their people get caught, they send them to prison and use federal prosecutors to go after them. So, continuing here, records show feds use ultra right radio host for years. And the media is even spinning this. They didn't use him. They ran the whole thing. Turner's clandestine past was confirmed this past summer when he was jailed on charges that he made threats on his blog against three federal judges in Chicago in court after his arrest. Federal prosecutors acknowledged Turner's FBI ties but downplayed his importance and even described him as unproductive. But an investigation by The Record, based on government documents, emails, and court records, and almost 20 hours of jailhouse interviews with Turner, shows that federal authorities made frequent use of Turner in its battle against domestic terrorism. This is a whitewash. I've read on air the quotes by the FBI that testified that he was a national security agent above FBI assigned to the Pentagon. You can go read this. This guy was a spy for the U.S. government or the criminal corporations that have taken it over. It's not even our government. I mean, this guy admittedly was getting all the names of people and saying, who wants to help me kill people? And then he was handing it over to the government so they could create the illusion that there was this big threat out there. He was meant to radicalize people and to attack real patriots like yours truly. I mean, I can't tell you how many times it's come out that prominent writers and people that spend all their time lying about me, the system knows they can't attack Alex Jones or Ron Paul or Rand Paul from the perspective of the establishment media because they're discredited. So they go out and they pose, as the White House regulations are, Cass Sunstein admits, as patriots. Then they radicalize everybody, making patriots look bad and attacking real patriots. And how many years did I tell you this about Turner? Here it is. And it just goes on and on and on. Here's French news agency, AFP, FBI's racist shot jock Hal Turner, convicted of threatening judges. And it goes on to say that he's now been convicted of it. And CNN doesn't even get into this today. It says, jury finds shock jock Hal Turner guilty of threatening judges. And it makes bare mention of the fact that he was an FBI operative. He said, we need to start shooting and killing Mexicans as they cross the border. That's a quote from Turner. And he's argued that killing certain federal judges may be legal, may be illegal, but it wouldn't be wrong. And it goes on and on and on and on. I'm done talking about that. But they used him for years in the media to demonize talk radio, to demonize conservatives and libertarians, and to demonize people that were against the North American Union. He was always putting out disinformation and attacking real patriots. That's his job. And there's thousands of these people still out there on government payroll to do this. We're going to come back, get into the CPS, who is above the law.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live. This is an old story for most of our long-time listeners, but we have a lot of new people tuning in every day. And to discuss what's happening with the federal and state governments and all the lawless, illegal things they're doing, you have to first understand that there was a major change around 100 years ago, right around 1910, in the United States. It began in England around the 1860s, became popularized here, and 30-plus states had passed laws putting it into force by the 1930s. And then, of course, Germany picked up on it. It's known as eugenics. The health departments were established for racial hygiene. The federal government says that 500,000-plus women were sterilized. The numbers we found are in the tens of millions. But they would take young girls from single-parent families, black, white, it didn't matter, who had made below a B+. I actually have screenshots of this in my film Endgame, the actual CPS reports from the 1930s, where a woman would have a child out of wedlock, and if she was a senior in high school and had below a B+, they would send a van, no judge, no jury, no nothing, and they would take her, and they would sterilize her. And that's, of course, how Hitler started. And you say, well, how did they do that without a judge or jury? They created unconstitutional health departments. And then when people pointed this out in the 40s, they expanded the family courts. But there's no jury involved with the family court. There's no Bill of Rights. There's no Constitution. There's no due process. And they have all these charities and billboards and TV and radio and print ads about give to help abuse children, give to foster homes, do all of this. And then they'll use examples of, you know, trashy people who'd been beating their children for years and no one called the police on them to create the illusion that there's this giant problem. But when you actually look at abuse and the real statistics, it's very dangerous, 5 to 6 times, depending on the state, same numbers in England, more dangerous to be in foster care or in government custody as a small child or even as a teenager than it is to be in biological parents' hands. But no one's there to watch the state. No one's there to punish them because they are in control. So there is no Bill of Rights or Constitution in family court. They have specific judges that are put into power in the counties. The counties get federal money, and they have quotas. It's over 1,200,000 children a year nationwide. That's the federal quota, and it's always being raised. And they don't tell you when you go to the hospital to have a child that the nurse sits there and asks you questions while entering it into a computer. Do you have money? Do you always put your child in a safety seat? Do you have any family violence? Come on, honey, you can tell me while the husband's out of the room. They don't tell you you're in a police interview. They don't tell you that they're going to twist information. They don't tell you when they send out these questionnaires to people's homes nationwide from the county health department saying, are you on legal drugs? Do you have psychological problems? Are you having money problems? Is your husband mean to you? Is your wife mean to you? That they have quotas to seize children. And a woman called my show Friday, and her husband's in the Marines. Her 7-month-old baby was crying. She didn't know why. She thought the baby had stuck its foot out the crib and twisted its leg. She went to the hospital. The police showed up. No indictment, no grand jury, no nothing. They went to the family court, not a real court, no due process, nothing, and took her 7-month-old. And if they're able, and this happened a month ago, to keep that child, then when that woman ever has babies again, even with a new husband, they will take those babies. And they don't tell you that either. She tries to have another baby. They're not going to tell her that. And everything is done where they don't let you know they're taking them for good. They just, so you don't get angry, so you don't fight back. They just say, well, we're going to take it into custody for its safety now. And statistically, I can't tell you how many mainstream news articles I've seen where it turns out the head of CPS or the divisional heads are pedophiles, including convicted pedophiles. In Florida a few years ago, they had the state heads 3 separate times had to step down when it came out they were child rapists. And the new person they would put in each time would be another pedophile. Who else can you get to go out and take innocent people's children? You've seen the statistics out there about truancy officers. If you were a pedophile and you were smart, you would try to get a badge and a gun. You would try to become a truancy officer. the Boy Scouts aren't bad. It's not their fault, but they're plagued by pedophiles because pedophiles want to be around children. And so they go in where they can get away with it and abuse children. Same thing with public school teachers. Why do you see so much of that? Because that's where they go to be around children. And so there's no due process. There's no checks and balances for the families. And the system protects itself. In fact, I meant to tell you guys before the show, we played this about 2 years ago, but it was out of Arkansas. It was another case out of Oklahoma where the head of CPS in one weekend in a small town, two different children drowned in foster care swimming pools. And they didn't get in trouble. And the head of CPS said, children will die. In fact, search the term, CPS says children will die. And they say no one gets in trouble. So see, they are 5 to 6 times more likely to hurt children. They are the most abusive group of people that don't care, who are warehousing them for money, who are making money off the adoptions, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby. They can get $300,000 or more for it. The worst is black hair with green eyes. It's come out in England, in the London Telegraph, and in mainstream news here. They've been caught in Georgia, where they go to the daycares, they go to the public schools, and they have bounties. They say, we're looking for kids that look like this. Your child has a bruise. Your child gets hurt. They're going to take them. And that you don't have the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We have to get rid of family courts entirely. And it's all designed psychologically where they don't tell you we're taking your kids forever. They say, oh, we'll just go to counseling and we might give them back. And they get you into the system. They don't tell you the counselor they send you to is paid by them, works for them, and 99% of the time is going to say, take the children. And then they're the, quote, court expert. Everything is meant to keep you in the dark while they do this and permanently terminate custody. And remember, these family courts out of the health department and this whole system was set up by the British social Darwinist / eugenicist in the 1860s, Galton and others, and was adopted by 1910 in the majority of U.S. states. I mean, I have the news reels clips. We put a few of these in my film Endgame that were in movie theaters in the 30s saying, is your neighbor poor? Call CPS on them. And it shows images of women crying, being sterilized, and their babies being taken to be sterilized. And these were in newsreels. People didn't have television, and so they went to the theaters, you know, the 5-cent theater. And before the matinee or before the evening feature, they would show these propaganda things that would show babies being taken, that would show women being taken and sterilized, as if it was a good thing. The Nazis used that in their Nuremberg defense in the trials, unsuccessfully. Saying, look, we learned this from the United States. We learned this from England. So that's what's going on here. Can the government come and get you and take you and sterilize you? No judge, no jury, no nothing? No. Well, they did it until the 1980s. That's when they finally ended all this. See, well, this is part of the same system. They never stopped. They're predators. They don't care about children. More than 2/3 of foster children in the U.S. are on psychotropic drugs. You cry for mommy when they take you? You're mentally ill. We're going to drug you with a dangerous drug. The suicides are off the charts. This is an abusive system. It's the 21st century version of slavery. We'll come back and finish up with this. Stay with us. So how, as a society, could we be sold on new courts being set up that sterilized over 500,000 women, they say, it's actually in the millions, from the 1930s to the mid-1980s? I mean, just search the term, woman in Seattle forcibly sterilized, or woman in Texas forcibly sterilized. The cases were still going on in the 80s. They just grab you, they take you, they sterilize you. And I've watched the Texas legislature, when they've investigated this, they'll have the different heads of the psychiatry groups on saying, well, these kids have bad gene pools. You know, that's why we're doing this to them. So they got away with all that lawlessness until Hitler used their system and everybody got freaked out about it. And so they backed off and then secretly from the 40s until the mid-80s continued it. These aren't real courts. There's no jury. There's no due process. They get a corrupt judge for political power, many times a criminal or a pervert, to sit there and do this. And we just become calm and accept this. You know, we let them kidnap poor people's children. Now they're kidnapping middle class and wealthy people's children. And they do it. But they also, for 38 plus years in the entire Western world, as part of a secret UN program, which now been declassified the last year, I got so many emails and calls saying, I thought you were a liar. I showed you the documents. I talked about it for most of my 15 years on air, because a nurse in San Antonio sent me the secret documents. Then I found out state representatives knew about it. Congressmen knew about it. I had members of the British Parliament on. I had members of the Australian Parliament on who were fighting it there. That at birth, they take 3 ampules of blood and they claim it's for a blood test. Well, why didn't the hospital do it? Because it's not a blood test. It's sent to the UN and the Pentagon for bioweapons labs and genetic engineering testing. And it's now all admitted. Headline, hospitals bartering baby's blood. And the nurses have been trained like jail guards that thuggishly say, we got to do it. It's a blood test. It's mandated. And they know full well what it is. They know full well. They'll take your baby's blood if they want. They'll put you through a naked body scanner and record your naked body and lie about recording it. Now they admit they're saving it. As we told you, it was in the federal documents a year ago. The last week, they've admitted they're saving it. CBS News, CNET News, Reuters. They think your blood belongs to them. They lie to you to get it. They think they can record your naked body. Has nothing to do with terrorism. It's about getting a biometric scan of your body. They're now announcing that they have changed the laws to take your pension funds. When they made the change in 2005, I screamed bloody murder. I've got the Chicago Tribune today with the subsections that I told you about 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago. We don't make any of this up. I know it's scary. I know it's crazy. You know, I was listening to XM radio today, and I was driving in, and on NBC, they air TV programs, and on it, they were talking about these two old women, looking for my story here, these two old women in L.A. who went and got two homeless people, paid for their apartments for 2 years. That's how long it takes to get death benefits from insurance. And, I mean, you've all heard about this case. But they just this week had their sentencing finalized. They lost their appeal. And there's recordings of them admitting that they went and found homeless people, took out millions of dollars of insurance on them, and then ran over them with cars and murdered them. And the police couldn't believe that they were that evil. But later they confessed to it. Well, what do you think the government is doing? What do you think these rackets are doing? You can't believe it's happening, and so you are completely wide open to the attack. In every case in history, when you lose the liberties that your ancestors fought and died for, once tyranny is accepted, it races to the bottom. Hell on earth unfolds because evil people get into control. And when you've got a naive population that goes along with it, the sky's the limit. There's the headline. Black widows get life in prison. Elderly women get life in L.A. murder-for-profit scheme. They would get homeless people, claim they were a homeless advocate group. They would take care of them for 2 years while they falsified documents and put in multi-million-dollar insurance claims on them. And then they would put them in an alleyway. They'd give them liquor laced with knockout drugs, make them pass out, and then run over them repeatedly to get the money. That's all the CPS is. That's all the federal government has become. I remember, and I've told the story before, in Dallas, Texas, I'm 15. I'd passed the driver's safety course. And I was going to get my license, and my dad said, they're going to ask you to sign the organ donor card. My dad's a physician. He said, don't sign it. I've got colleagues in Dallas that say if you come in hurt, they won't take care of you, and that some hospitals will even kill you to get your organs. And I didn't believe him. I was naive, but I didn't sign the organ donor card. And then years later, 60 Minutes came out, and talked about Dallas and Chicago and other cities where they were killing people for their organs because those doctors and hospitals were getting large cuts out of the hundreds of thousands of dollars they were getting for the lungs, kidneys, liver, and other tissues. And how many headlines have you seen about them stealing dead people's eyes and organs when they haven't signed? This is killing people for them. And we're blind and naive. Oh, you know, it's impossible for two old women, almost 80 years old, to take care of people, to get to know them, and then murder them. No, this is par for the course. And it's only going to get worse. Once you lose your liberties, once you accept the precedents being set to erode due process and the Bill of Rights, you're going to be enslaved. And a lot of people say, well, I have nothing to hide. I don't care if they naked body scan me. They're even saying on the news, I don't care if they put lithium in the water to make me behave. The government's now proposing that. I don't care if all the major car manufacturers, there's a federal bill introduced to have a camera watching you live time in your car 24/7 when you're driving. What do I have to hide? The airlines are announcing cameras in the back of the seats to watch you and record what you're doing. The point is, the government's more secretive. The big corporations are more secretive. They've got something to hide. Meanwhile, they're telling you they're going to surveil everything you're doing. Let me give you a quote here. We will never have to worry about this being the land of the free as long as it's the home of the brave. And that's basically what Thomas Jefferson said. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. And so you've got this glossy media telling you everything's fine, this glossy media telling you the economy's gotten better when you know it hasn't, this slick media telling you the government's taking kids to help them, this whole system telling you they're not recording your naked body scans, now admittingly they are from the start, telling you 5 years ago that Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist, there were articles written, we're not taking your blood secretly at birth. Now they admit they are. It's exactly as I told you because I had the documents from a whistleblower. People always say, well, this stuff's so corrupt, somebody would warn us. Somebody would tell us. They do tell us. There are more than 15 major university scientists, it's back in the news today, in the last month, who said they've been all over the ocean floor. There's 20 miles of ruptures. That well blew out. It's still leaking. They're spraying core exit to disperse it. It's killing the Gulf. But they tell you they fixed the well. They fixed the one area, but it's already split and broken up. Of course they can cap it. There's almost no pressure coming out of it now because it's underground fissures. And they're threatened. It's in the news. It's in the St. Petersburg Times and other mainstream publications today that they're threatened by the federal government for their grant money, for their jobs or worse. They go out there and there's oil plumes everywhere and the government just says, shut up. Because tyranny is when a mafia system takes over your society. And if you're gullible, like these homeless men picked up by these women who took insurance policies out on them and then murdered them, you're going to be abused. Stop being chumps. Stop being suckers. Stop being so willfully stupid. Stop thinking that you don't need to be involved in society. If good people aren't involved, it's over for us. If good people aren't out there engaging corruption and not trusting the government, it's over. I remember 2 weeks ago, Bloomberg reported that every major insurance company is now keeping the death benefits of dead vets. Their wives and husbands, their widowers or widows, don't get the money. And they said, well, federal regulators are allowing us to do it. It's still criminal, even if the criminal government tells you you can. They're now announcing they're about to take your pension funds. They're plunging the stock market by design. We're not going to fix any of this until you get awake and informed and angry and motivated. And the system knows you're getting awake and motivated, but not to the deep level to fully understand just how bankrupt and fully evil this government is and these major corporations are. Look at history. You know what happens over and over again. It's happening here. We've got to get involved now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it's hour number two. I'm going to take 30 minutes of calls or so and then get into all the financial, military news, the world news, the health news. It's all coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Joe in Maryland. Joe, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
You there?
Mm-hmm.
I'm an emergency room nurse, and I had this lady. She was trying to get pregnant. She couldn't get pregnant. She was always having spontaneous miscarriages. And I asked her, for some reason, I just had to ask her this after listening to your show. And I said, do you drink a lot of water? And she said, oh, I drink tons of water. Addicted to water. I drink so much of it. And all I could think of was the fluoride in the water. And I told her to...
No, it admittedly causes miscarriages, birth defects, retardation. It's all admitted, but they put it in our water because they care about us.
Yeah.
Think about what we're trained to accept. We have this admittedly lying, crook government and its own documents saying they put it in the water to brain damage us, give us cancer, and reduce fertility. And we just love the government. Oh, thank you, government, for slowly murdering me and hurting my children. Oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah, it's and it is in massive, massive amounts in Baltimore. I accidentally left my stove. I was boiling some water to make some pasta or something, and I accidentally fell asleep, and all the water had boiled away, and there was this white powdery film on the bottom of the pot.
And of course, you know what sodium fluoride is used for. It's bug poison. And so they put bug poison in the water, and they say our teeth are getting worse after 60 years of fluoridation. So their answer is more fluoride. And the IQ of the United States has dropped between 10 and 20 points, depending on the region. Not education level, actual IQ. We're turning into slobbering drones. And the government just says, it's okay, slobbering drones. Now we want to put lithium in your water. And mercury's good for you.
Yeah, it is completely insane. And it was, when this stuff kicked on there, it was like massive amounts. It wasn't just, a little bit of, a little sprinkle of it. It was... I couldn't believe how much.
Well, if you
it was.
Test that sludge, it's hundreds of chemicals: mercury, lead, arsenic, you name it. It's the under the name fluoride, they put hundreds of goodies in. It's a little gift from the control freak elitist. Joe, good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Good day, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. Alex, you know, your show a couple of weeks ago, you spontaneously came up and prayed a prayer of repentance for our nation, and you mentioned also abortion as being one of the sins that we need to repent for in this country.
Yeah, God is lowering the hedge of protection around the country, just like the Bill of Rights is falling and the evil is flooding in.
Well, that idea of national repentance really stuck with me. I was really inspired by your prayer. And the idea I want to propose to you, Alex, is an idea that this past week on air I proposed to Jack McClam and Butch Paw, and both men are totally in agreement with it and would do all that they're able to do to see that this idea becomes a reality on a publicity level through their broadcast.
You're talking about a National Day of Repentance.
Yes, and it can be done, Alex, but it's only a one-day event, but it takes an organizational effort, and I believe that probably most of the born-again Christians in this country, the true Christians, actually do listen to yourself and Jack McClam and Butch Paw and several others that are on GCM as well as other networks.
No, listen, I got to go to break, but I agree with you, Mark, and this morning while I was exercising, it really struck me that repentance, we have to change ourselves individually so we can even see the evil going on. And we need to really be able to recognize just how serious things have gotten. So I agree with you. We should talk about a National Day of Repentance. Because even if you're not a Christian, folks, we should all be able to recognize and be ashamed of the amount of corruption we've allowed to flourish in this nation. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're well into hour number two. I'm going to take calls in this segment and the next. Then I'm going to get into the incredible financial news that also deals with the fact that our nation and the rest of the planet has been seized by offshore criminal ruthless groups who are simply extensions of people like Ken Lay and Bernie Madoff. And a lot of you that tune in for entertainment and think this show is funny, you're going to find out about the New World Order. And many of you are going to wish you took action against corruption and that you could recognize it, because it is being announced that they are preparing and planning to take the pension funds. In fact, I've got the Chicago Tribune and a couple other mainstream articles today. Will you print me some of those Bloombergs? One headline that'll lead you to the others is from earlier this year is pension funds investing in failed banks. And then you read the article, it says the feds are ordering. How do they do that? Because if the pension funds don't follow orders, they'll go find a crooked toenail or something at these investment firms and send them all to prison. They don't have the power. Legally, they just do it, though. They do it through intimidation. And they're ordering them to invest in derivatives and failed financial instruments. So that is all coming up. The financial reform package actually allows more junk bonds, more derivatives, more scams. And that's actually in the Wall Street Journal today. The very criminals destroying our society by design are not just robbing us to become fabulously wealthy. They're robbing us to destroy the free market so we're dependent on government. There's the headline. Failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks cash. Then you read the story from March, and it says, oh, they're already investing in failed banks and derivatives under federal orders. But that's a few months old. Here is a story out of the Chicago Tribune this week. Pension checks may not be in the mail. And it says, quietly, the feds and states have changed the rules to take your pensions. But I know you've been trained to say, oh, there's no corruption. Government's always good. It's a conspiracy theory to say Bill Clinton lied. I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. There's WMDs in Iraq. Fine. Okay. Everything's fine then. The government loves you. We're in a big recovery. We're not in a depression. Everything's good. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Truth Patriot in New Jersey, then Brian, Jeff, Chris, Tony, Mark, Seal, Sonny, and others. Truth, you're on the air.
How's it going, Alex? I just wanted to give you a little example of how the grassroots of the Tea Party movement is actually making a difference here in New Jersey's 6th District. Anna Little, she ran for the Republican seat, and she's a Tea Party member. She only had $19,000. She went up against Anna Gooch, who had $500,000, and a little won. And she won because of volunteers. Like you said earlier, you need to get active. What everybody, all your listeners need to do is find out who is the conservative candidate, and then they need to go and support them. And it's not money. It's
well, the anti-globalist, anti-New World Order, and in almost every case, in hundreds of primaries that have already been held, In literally, it's got to be 98% of the cases, because I know it's over 100, and there's only two that the establishment candidate has won. In Connecticut, Peter Schiff lost. She spent $50 million. He spent less than $1 million, and he got close to beating her. So now he's going to run coming up in a few years against Lieberman. He'll probably win then. And Rick Perry won by posing as a patriot. And also the other candidates shot themselves in the foot. But in every other case, whether it's Kentucky or Pennsylvania with Specter, not only Republican establishment candidates, but Democrat establishment candidates are losing. This is the biggest political realignment in over 100 years. The system now admits that they are scared. They are scared, and they're going to pull out all the stops. That means hiring provocateurs to stage terror attacks and blame it on patriots. That means hiring people to pose as racist at tea parties for the media. They've been caught doing that over and over again. I mean, they are going for broke. Go ahead.
Right. I have basically a question for your listeners. Who is your conservative person running for sheriff? Who is your conservative person running for Congress? You need to know these things. And then the next step is get involved. All you have to do is donate one Saturday. They have meetup groups. You can knock on doors. You can talk. We need to get active. It's not about the money. It's about taking time to volunteer to help these candidates who don't hardly have any money who are still winning.
Well said. Well said, Truth Patriot. I'm going to cut you off because I want to go to the people. But look, when establishment candidates outspend 20, 30, 40, 50 to 1 in some cases against patriot candidates, I wouldn't even call them conservative, but constitutionalist, anti-globalist, pro-republic, type candidates, they're targeting kind of the dumbed-down soccer moms and Joe Sixpack who aren't paying attention. But that's now a minority, 25, 30%, maybe 35%, depending on how you look at it, who still buy into mainstream brainwashing and media hoaxes. So, yes, nothing can beat real boots on the ground. And even if you run for dog catcher, county commissioner, water district, school district, and lose, at the debates, at the discussions, you get to inject real issues into those meetings. And so you cannot lose. Resistance is victory. Brian in Indiana, you're on the air, Brian.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, did you see the article last week where it said that Google has purchased these micro drones?
Yes.
Oh, because I never heard you mention it, but these little 3-foot...
The Washington Post reported 3 years ago that the government sends out artificial dragonflies at activist events, and the Washington Post even witnessed the micro-robots watching people. Google is the NSA, and they now admit they're listening to your microphone on your computer, your video camera. They have AI computers watching, listening, building files on you. They're openly announcing they want to end net neutrality and start shutting down the free web where you can only visit websites that pay for them to give you access. And that's if they accept you. But I did see the micro drone story. I'm glad you mentioned it. What's your take on it?
Well, the article I saw had a short video showing this thing hovering and circling around a house really close and things like that, and trying to look in the windows. They say it's outfitted with GPS and a camera and all
that.
Well,
I mean, Google 3 years ago denied that their mobile vans were grabbing wireless transmissions, and every time they do that, it's wiretapping, it's a serious felony, and now they admit, okay, we got a government contract worldwide in every industrialized country, and this has been admitted in the last month. They've been indicted in several countries, in France and others, and they just drive around. People could see the big NSA antennas, and an engineer said that's to grab wireless transmissions. You know, it's like looking at a gun and saying, what's that for? What's a screwdriver for? What's a bottle of beer for? You know what things, you know, what's a bra for? What's a car for? You know what they do. They're driving around with these big antennas, and the government uses a private company to do it. They're not just videotaping your house. They're driving by stealing all your wireless data, running it through the NSA. They are an NSA front, now admitted. Look, Google 4 years ago, Paul Watson saw their press release. They're so arrogant, they put a press release out saying we're using cameras and microphones on new computers to listen to everything you're doing. And we got called kooks when it was linked to Google and their press release. And now, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Austin announced this week what I already told people 3 years ago. They've got license plate reading cameras on the police cars, many of them. They're putting them in downtown. They got face scanners going in. It's all NSA run. They got microphones on the street corners listening to you. These crooks, and they're crooks, take your tax money, pay it to private NSA companies so the thugs that run them get payoffs. You know, the government doesn't just surveil you. They create private companies to make money off of it.
Take its toll. If you could, I think I'd switch and open your third eye.
Bellamy, he's been on the show. Muse, he's a fan of the broadcast. Listen to his music and find out what's really going on with the New World Order. It's time for us to wake up and watch our flag of liberty and freedom ascend. They will not force us to accept their dehumanization. They will not win. We shall be victorious. Now, since that caller raised this point, I'm going to go over some news and then go back to your calls. You know, I don't just get up here and say Google is the NSA. I've been saying that for many years because I had the documents. Just like in 1996, I read the Telecommunications Act, and it said they were going to give $9 billion to the telecom giants by 2001. They gave them 5 years to do it. October 1st, 2001, under law, to make all cell phones trackable in real time. Every fax, every email, every phone call you made is routed through the NSA, and they put in whole buildings or floors in the telecoms to do it. All illegal. And then Bush denied they were doing it, and then it came out they were. Everything is being run through the government illegally. Has nothing to do with keeping you safe from terrorists. We have their internal MIAC, Homeland Security, and other training documents. It's focused at landowners, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives. You are the target. While you think it's for guys wearing, you know, turbans on their heads, you're like, get them, yeah, take their rights away. The whole thing's focused at you. But here is the Chicago Sun-Times. Friday. Cops love iPhone data trail. And it goes on to say, every time an iPhone user closes out a built-in mapping application, the phone snaps a screenshot and stores it. And the cops access it without warrants. iPhone's photos are embedded with GEO tags, geographic tags, identify information where it was taken. Even more information is stored in the applications themselves, including the user's browser history. The data is meant to be part of a direct, custom-tailored advertisements to the user, but experts say it could be used by police and is. The whole thing is a surveillance system, and it goes on. The phone itself automatically shoots and stores hundreds of such images as people close out one application to use another. It's taking photos without you even knowing it. The screen snapshots contain images of emails and proof of activities that might be exculpatory, inculpatory, or exculpatory, either show you're guilty or not. The keyboard cache logs everything you type, on and on and on, all under federal law. And this is your identity now, is these phones, are these systems. And Matt Ryan wrote a good story about it, boiling it down at Infowars.com, why cops love iPhones. I told you this 14 years ago and got laughed at when I was reading the Telecommunications Act. And then we see these videos every day. Security guard tackles and chokes deaf customer for failure to respond. The guy's at a movie theater. He's got his ticket. He's walking. He can't hear the guy. He tackles him, beats the daylights out of him. There's footage in England came out this week. They pull over a family. The guy had just gotten out of the hospital. He had health problems. He couldn't move quick enough. They bashed the windshield out, beat him up. I mean, it's just it's constant. Remember what happened at the G20 in London. A guy was delivering newspapers to a store. The cops didn't even talk to him. They walked up, beat him in the head, murdered him. And then the police said, we're allowed to murder whoever we want. When we don't have basic rights, folks, the sky's the limit, is my point. And you've been lied to about this entire system. You've been lied to about its nature. God help us. Let's go to Jeff in Texas. Jeff, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, a piece of good news and a suggestion. Two Thursdays ago on DirecTV, on DocTV, they aired Waco Rules of Engagement. And the night before on Link TV, they aired 9/11 Press for Truth. I was wondering if you'd approached Link TV or DocTV about getting your films up.
No, I haven't, but that's a good idea. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Say that again.
I said there was my jaw dropped. I couldn't believe I was seeing it on the television.
All right, I'll check into it. Jeff, I appreciate your call. Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I tell you what, the media bashing on Rand Paul is rampant in this local media.
Last Wednesday, the Washington Post and others interviewed the woman who'd been secret. She said, nobody kidnapped me. Nobody made me use drugs. Esquire is lying. And still, we wrote a story about it Friday, but I checked Saturday and Sunday. I checked today. There are hundreds of articles still saying he's a kidnapper. It's not true. They don't care. They're counting on the public, kind of halfway paying attention, and then just believing it.
Exactly, and that's what they do. And it's just like a spin with Mandy Connell over here, talk show host at 84 WHAS here in Louisville. She says, well, I think it is, and it may or may not be true, but I think there's something under the rug that ran. You know, they spin this. They continue to do this.
Oh, it's not true. He's a kidnapper, but he must be bad. He's a co.
Yes, exactly. And they just want to get it in there. But she loves Jack Conway. But she says she's a patriot. You know, this is a spin game.
Well, they're panicking. I mean, he said the Tea Party is coming for you, and he's a real patriot. And they're scared of grassroots folks taking this country back. So, you know, they'll say you're kidnapping women. They'll say he's not really a doctor. They'll say he has racists at his rallies, even though it's admitted that it's Democratic operatives who've been caught doing it. And they just keep running with it all. Chris, I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Tony in New York. Tony, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I have two quick questions. As we both know, there are many, empires that have come and passed. Now, my first question to you is, what is the difference between the decadence of the United States currently and past civilizations? And my second question is, what do you think about this idea that many black leaders have that, we need to start doing stuff for us and stop thinking that white people are going to help us? I think it's very destructive and separatist, but that's just my personal opinion.
Well, that's because if you go back to Margaret Sanger and the Rockefeller Foundation, I covered last Wednesday the filings by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Ford Foundation, where they admittedly have put hundreds of millions of dollars into black separatist groups, Hispanic separatist groups like Mecha, La Raza, and others, because they want everyone to be divided, but they do it in a, quote, liberal way. And Margaret Sanger said, we've got to pose as liberals, and we've got to pay off black leaders so we can abort these black weeds. We've got to get rid of these subhumans. We're going to create a liberal movement. We're going to create these health departments to take the black children, put them in prison. We're going to do it all as a liberal move and package it that we're fighting racism. The real racists come as liberals. The real racists come and tell you, oh, Whitey wants to get you. And in a way, it's true. The big elitist Whitey wants to get you. But the average white person is a guilt-filled, self-hating person who's been taught that white people are evil. So they then support the eugenics programs of the globalist and support the abortuaries and the Planned Parenthood and all of this against black communities. Anything else?
Yes, the question about the decadence between the United States and past civilization.
I'll answer that when we come back. Tony, great points. Stay with us. Mark, Seal, Sonny, Lionel, Tom, I'll get to you at least. But I'm going to get into economic news as well. The websites are prisonplanet.tv and Infowars.com. Stay with us.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Okay, I'm going back to your calls and then into the key economic news, other important news in the final segment. But a caller, if you just joined us, brought up an important question. He said, how is our empire different from other empires, decadent empires we've seen throughout history? And that's a very important question and also extremely complex. Number one, the world is much more hectic. There's more technology. There's more information. And people become bombarded with so much data that they tend to pull into their shells and disconnect. I catch myself all the time instinctively wanting to deny things that I'm researching because they're so horrific. They're so horrible. Wanting to tell myself it isn't true. I mean, can you imagine when I read UN documents and State Department memorandums, like Memorandum 200, where they admittedly were forcibly reducing population and putting sterilants in food, water, and drugs, vaccines. Can you imagine when I read EcoScience, written by the White House science czar, about forcibly drugging the water, or when I see hundreds of different news articles the last month promoting sterilants in the water or lithium in the water, an antipsychotic? I don't want to go on air and talk about this. As a normal, rational, decent guy, I can't believe it, because the elite is so insane, so criminal, I can't come to grips with it. Earlier, I talked about the two famous black widows out in L.A. who would take homeless men in, buy insurance on them, wait 2 years so they could get paid, and murder them. The police couldn't believe it. And the police are compartmentalized. CPS workers are compartmentalized. The military is compartmentalized. So they're told they're doing something for one reason, but really it hooks into a larger agenda. Elderly women get life in L.A. for murder for profit scheme. And they've now been denied their appeal. And they were recorded. They were so stupid, the cops left the camera on while they were being interrogated and walked out of the room, and they were all admitting it, going, don't let them know we did it. You're the stupid one who got us caught. People and the cops, even when they saw them confessing on the video, they couldn't believe it. I just got reminded this today because I was listening to CNBC on XM. They were airing old TV shows from the last few years, just the audio of it. And they were interviewing the cops who couldn't believe women who were almost 80 years old were doing this. We have a blind spot for this type of stuff. And the greatest criminal system on earth are the major governments controlled by these offshore corporations. But you've got drugged populations. You've got people with all these chemicals in the food and water that's admittedly meant to dumb you down and make you servile. I mean, again, it isn't Alex Jones saying a decade ago this is why they're doing this. Now they admit they're doing this. Do you understand that? Do you understand how real all of this is? Look, you can't choose reality. Perception is not reality. What's really going on in the world is reality. And I use the analogy of somebody on drugs, on PCP or LSD, there's been hundreds of cases of it that are well documented, who jump off the tops of 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 plus story buildings, believing they're a bird. But when they hit the concrete at the bottom, reality comes into play. So I deal in reality here, not illusion, not delusion. Another big issue here is, generally, if you talk about the Roman Empire or other empires, they were at least for the strength of the nation. The globalists use countries to build their global corporate empire and then destroy those nations to expand their power on the wreckage, on the rubble. And so the United States is having its credit card run up to build this world government, but then we're going to be demolished ourselves in the end, and we now see that end game unfolding. You're not in Kansas anymore. 99% of what we cover is admitted public fact. The system just puts a bizarre spin on it. Like the CPS. They take your children outside of a real court, no jury, no due process, no grand jury, in the name of protecting the families. But I have the history. It's on record. It's a eugenics court. Let's talk to Chris in New Jersey. He says he's a CPS worker. Chris, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. How are you? This is Chris. I'm a big fan. I've been listening for about a year and a half to you. And I just wanted to share some of my experiences, that a lot of the things that you've said on the air about CPS workers and the, you know, the corrupt system match my observations as a worker.
Well, you know, CPS has the highest turnover. It's 51% per year, national average. More than half of them quit in 1 year. You have these well-meaning people go to college. They get a social worker degree. They want to stop monstrous families that are out there. But then they find out that that's not the business they're in. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, and I just wanted to thank you again for opening my eyes to a lot of this now. I'm in my early 30s, but a lot of the workers that are coming in are in their early to mid-20s, and they're really clueless about the system, and they're, you could see, or I can see, you know, because I've been awakened to the new world
order.
But
see, your problem, and I'm going to let you talk in a minute, your problem would be solved if it was done within the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Then there'd be checks and balances. Fundamentally, it's going to go bad because it's designed to go bad. The cover story you're given is not what it's for. I have, just like I knew with the Telecommunications Act, that cell phones were meant to track everything we do because it was written for that. Not because I'm smart. It said what it was for. CPS is to end the family. That's in the textbooks in college. They say the family is a disease. I'm going to shut up. Relate your stories to people. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, but just I see with the wisdom over the last, you know, year or two, or however long I've been awake to the New World Order, that they bring in these young workers, mainly females, without kids.
On power
and
trips.
They're indoctrinated in the universe on power. Well, yeah, they develop that power trip as they go along after a few months, and they're indoctrinated in the universities with the feminist eugenics culture. And I went to a retraining last week, and just the problem, one of the problems I see is that more and more things are progressively, from the worker's point of view, being considered, quote-unquote, concerning. If you see this in a family, it's concerning. Having a lot of kids is considered concerning. Parents not working or mom not working and staying home during the day with kids.
Oh, yeah, no, I've seen it. I've seen them in the case of Barry Cooper, a police officer who criticized government drug raids. This was in the local news. They took his son because the son told classmates, my dad says don't trust the government. I showed that on air two months ago. So now mommy stays home, which all the statistics show is good. That's bad.
Right.
Daddy says don't trust the government. Bad. Sorry, go ahead. So you go to retraining.
I go to retraining, and it was on drug abuse. And, the instructor seemed like a well-meaning guy, probably not awake to the New World Order. But, you know, he's closed-minded to the fact that marijuana is, although it can be problematic.
Yeah, no, what they do is it's a culture of we're good, they're bad, and so we do what we want. So, it was taking kids of people that use marijuana. They don't tell people that when you go in for a broken leg or whatever, they take your blood, they test it. If there's marijuana, CPS is coming for your kids.
One of the biggest things that just smacked me in the face, daily, I mean, I listen to you daily while I'm working, and it's sort of a big conflict in my heart about, what should I do with myself? But
and are you getting demerits because you're not seizing enough children?
No, well, that's one thing I don't see. And I think maybe I'm in a good county in the state where I'm in, because I don't.
It is reflected by the family court judge. If you've got a good family court judge, then, again, it's all about the bureaucrats. If you have good bureaucrats, they don't abuse their authority, it's not as bad. But most places, they're bad because you're making individuals gods when they don't have checks and balances. They're not constrained by the Constitution. Stay there, Chris. I'm going to have you finish up. We're going to try to jam in some more, but I've got to get to the pension fund and stock market news because they're gearing up to take the pension funds. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is former Governor Jesse Ventura, and this is the Alex Jones Show. I recommend you all pay attention to Alex, because Alex and I are teaming up again this fall for a second season of Conspiracy Theory, where we will attempt to get to the bottom of these conspiracies. Until then, keep watching and listening to Alex.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are back live. It is the final segment. I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central. Don't have an AM or FM in your area. You can always listen on Global Shortwave or Infowars.com. Okay, we've got a lot of really important information to cover here in this last segment. But I wanted to go ahead now and be able to finish up with Chris in New Jersey, a CPS worker. Chris, go ahead and make your points.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. One thing that I just wanted to get across is that the main issue that I see that just makes this your teachings come true for me, is that we really are acting as CPS workers as the vaccine police. We won't close a case unless the vaccines are up to date, and it just screams of eugenics control.
And there's no law that you've got to take these vaccines, but in New York and Massachusetts and New Jersey and other states, they tried to make police and medical workers take them last year. Turns out that whole flu thing was a hoax. And so they're saying families with multiple children, big families are bad. Women that stay home are bad. These should be...
And middle-income... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Middle-income people... They're faced with fighting the CPS in court and paying for their own lawyer, or just go ahead and give in and take the vaccines. And they 99 times out of 100 take the vaccines or make their kids take the vaccines. And it's just a shame. And the other big thing is that in our county, we have a monolithic psychological evaluation system. So if we investigate you and we send you for a psychological evaluation, it's only one company. And that company always, 95% of the time in my experience, recommends them for treatment, which is just another racket. It's just about making money and discouraging the family. But I wanted to tell you, Alex, just please, don't lose heart, because I know you talk about the ills of the CPS system and the workers, but in my small office, there's three of us that are awake, and we're working on four and five people awake in our small office of about 30, 35 workers, and we're talking about your show and all that on a weekly basis. So
good. Chris,
We're not all bad, and we got a lot of drug addicted families, unfortunately, with the heroin coming in from Afghanistan that really are in bad shape, and that really do.
No, I know. America screwed up and falling apart, and the government's a reflection of that. And again, it is admitted our government now grows the opium. They think we're so dumb, they just admit it out in the open. Chris, good to hear from you. Call us back again. Okay, let me hit as much news as possible now. We won't have time to take any other calls. I apologize. Let's continue here. The Hindenburg Omen indicates stock market crash is coming. On Thursday, August 12th, the U.S. equities market triggered a confirmed technical indicator known as the Hindenburg Omen. This omen, as you may have guessed, suggests that a stock market crash is on the way. However, it doesn't mean just any crash, according to Albert Edwards, a London-based strategist at Société Générale SA. That's the biggest French bank. The indicator means a savage equity downturn is imminent, massive plunge in the stock market. In every case, we hope this is the exception. Continuing, Chicago Tribune, pension check may not be in the mail. And it goes on to say that in Illinois and other states, as well as at the federal level, they have changed the law. The Sidley opinion argued that the state can become a guarantor only under Section 2112-403 of the Illinois Pension Code. The provision states that if a state pension fund runs out of assets, any pension payable under any law shall not be construed to be a legal obligation of debt of the state, but shall be held solely as the obligation of such pension fund unless otherwise specifically provided in the law creating such a fund. In simple language, from the Chicago Tribune, that means if the pension fund runs short of cash, public workers face the same sort of uncertainties that most workers in the private sector do. And I showed you earlier Bloomberg admitting the feds are already forcing private pension fund companies to invest, quote, in failed banks. Now, continuing, here's an even more frightening article out of the Wall Street Journal. This came out on Saturday. Junk bonds hit record level. U.S. companies issued risky junk bonds at a record clip this week, taking advantage of key investor appetite for returns amid declining interest rates and tepid stock markets. Now, what are these? These are forms of derivatives. And select globalist corporations that lobbied and wrote the financial reform package are allowed to issue more derivatives, more junk bonds, and then they control the federal regulators to shut down their competition. So they get to shut down good companies and take over regional and state banks, but then they, the Fortune 100, can issue junk bonds, they can issue more derivatives. It's an unfair trade advantage, and then they'll threaten the entire economy and hold it hostage, saying, you've got to give us more money or the entire economy will implode. And the jobless rate's at all-time highs. Inflation's growing. True unemployment's around 22%, not 9.3, 9.7, depending on what month they put out. All the big banks are saying we're really in a depression, but it's a controlled depression to consolidate control over this economy. Continuing with other important cover-ups that are happening, USF says government tried to squelch their oil plume findings. What did I cover Wednesday and Friday on the weekday show? More than 15 university heads, meteorologists, oceanographers, experts who've been in the Gulf, and it's been on local news as well, even some national, they've got fissures where that well blew out underground into the larger structure, 2 miles, 3 miles, 10 miles, up to 20-plus miles away with oil jetting out. When it comes to the surface, 40-plus million gallons of core exit and other dispersant, highly toxic chemicals are sprayed because oil floats on water, both seawater and freshwater, to drive it underwater so you don't see it. And now in Florida and in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and going out around Florida, up the eastern seaboard, oil is coming in all broken up onto the beach, and it's causing even more problems on the sea floor. And here's the St. Petersburg Times today, just one of these reports. A month after Deepwater Horizon disaster began, scientists from the University of South Florida made a startling announcement. They had found signs that the oil seepage from the well had formed a six-mile-wide plume snaking along the deepest recesses of the Gulf. The reaction at the USF announcement received from the Coast Guard, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the federal agencies that sponsored the research. Shut up. Shut up. I got lambasted by the Coast Guard, NOAA, and when we said there was undersea oil, and a USF marine scientist, William Hogarth, said, and it goes on, they were threatened with having their money pulled, their funding, everything. What happened on 9/11? You have several feet all over lower Manhattan and spreading into other areas of asbestos and concrete dust. And they said, don't wear masks, because if we tell the medical workers and police and firemen and heroes and military people running into that disaster that you got to wear a mask, we can't open the stock market and the schools. We'll have to admit it's real. And then now, almost 9 years later, Congress is blocking funding and massive amounts of them are dying. Fully. If you look at the numbers, 51%, 51 is the average life expectancy of people that cleaned up Exxon Valdez. Almost all of them are dead. 51 is the average life expectancy, and they use core exit and other chemicals. I mean, it's just incredible that all of this is going on and happening. It's the same thing. And if you look at the Gulf, what have they had in the news? They're telling cleanup workers in the last 3 months, don't wear masks. There's no problem. And we've seen Obama. We've played the clips saying there is no health problems from core exit or the crude oil and the benzene and the rest of it. There are no health problems. There are no health claims. Everything is fine. So they're engaged in another giant hoax, fully engaged in a giant cover-up. This is another total takeover, a hoax, a lie about what's happening, on how much oil there is, on the fact that it's still leaking, on the fact that it's hurting the medical workers, it's hurting the cleanup crews, it's hurting the police, it's hurting the military, it's hurting the Coast Guard, it's hurting everyone. I'm out of time. Great job for the crew. If you missed any of the last 2 hours, it'll be retransmitted coming up in a few minutes at Infowars.com, the Listen Live link. Don't forget the free podcast link. We've got more of our exclusive interview coming up during the weekday show with Jesse Ventura when he came to visit me last week. Whatever you do, start questioning the system, get out there and take on tyranny and stand up for liberty.